the hanah that she's getting from, and the hanah that she's getting from that extension, it's with that hanah that is makadish her. And then Rashi said, Kol Shekain, the hanah of the forgiveness of the loan, he can be makadish her with that certainly as well. And for Rashi, it's a kol shekain, because after all, it by just the hanav, just extending the loan, is worthy to be, that you could be mekadesh with it, and certainly the hanav of actually canceling the loan, forgiving the loan, which the hanav is even greater for her, then certainly she should be mekudeshes with that hanav. So, that's what Rashi said. However, as Rashi also said, but if you're makadish with the milta itself, then that's
it. Yeah, it's being a little weird.
Is it battery?
Fuzzy.
What is it?
It's like a little fuzzy.
Do you hear me?
Do you have a battery again?
No, the battery is... Okay. So, so Mekadesh B'milva, Rashi says, is Eina Mekudesh, is because, as Rashi says, he's not giving her anything. Right? So the Tosfos Ritz says he does not like this pshat. Why? Because he says that in Mekadesh B'milva, if he's Mekadesh with the milva itself, now the Gemara said, Abai said in the Gemara, Makadish B'milva is Eina Mekudeshes. So if he's Makadish with the milva itself, he asks, why would it be Eina Mekudeshes? After all, she is certainly getting Hana if he's Makadish B'milva. And the Hana of the law being forgiven. And even though he didn't say to her, you know, be Mekudeshes to me with the Hana, His reaction to that was homofurish liomeid. It's as if it's self-explanatory. It's as if it was said, because it's so obvious. It's so self-evident that she should be mekudeshes. So now, therefore, what? So I was discussing this with some of you during the Seder time. Can somebody, therefore what? He's saying to Rashi, if you're right, that every Mekadesh B'milva should be Mekudeshes. Because in every Mekadesh B'milva, there is Hana. And even though he didn't say explicitly, I want to be Mekadesh with the Hana, so the Tosfos Ritz felt, so what? It's as if he did say it. Because there is Hana. It's self-evident. So she should be now, but we know, so there's the part that you had to infer and figure out on your own. But the Gemara says Mekadesh B'milva is Eina Mekudeshes. So what does that tell the Tosfos Rid? That Hana, even though there is a Hana, apparently that Hana, there's something defective about it. There's something about that Hana that just doesn't work for Kedushin. And if the Hana of the Mechilas HaMilva, where you're actually forgiving the loan, the Hana that she's getting for the fact that he forgives the loan, if she can't be Mekudeshes with that, then with what other Hana should she not be able to be Mekudeshes with? The extension of the loan. I mean, just think it through. If the man is not willing to forgive the loan, but he's just willing to give her another 30 days to pay it back, right? If the Hana of forgiving the loan doesn't work for Kedushin, then the Hana of just extending the loan should also not work for Kedushin. Now, because he believes that in every Mekadesh B'milva there's Hana. So why doesn't it... I don't know why it's acting up. So why doesn't it work? Therefore, he believes that there is something wrong. Now, I'm just seeing if the battery is, the battery seems to be good. So, I don't know. Okay. So, if every Makadish Bamilba there is Hana, but Makadish Bamilba is Enam Kudeshes, so he believes, therefore, that the Hana of the extension should also not be Makudeshes. So, therefore, the way Rashi is learning this, he feels doesn't work. Now, if we just jump to, so what did he then do after he rejected Perush Rashi? He introduced Rabbeinu Hanano. Now what, and the Pshat of Rabbeinu Hanano, the Tosfos Rid accepts, although at the very end he's going to reject it again, but right now he's accepting it, that the Tosfos Rid is, now what is Rabbeinu Hanano's Pshat, how does it differ than Rashi's pshat? And Rabbeinu Hanano's pshat, there is new money that's being given. Isn't that true? Mm-hmm. In Rashi's pshat, there is no new money. All you have is the old loan, and either he's going to forgive that old loan or extend, you know, when the loan is due, extend the time for the payment of the loan. Yeah?
Just, before we proceed, I just want to back it up for a second. So his issue is Rashi's conception of Hana'a, right?
Yes.
Okay.
In this case. Okay.
In this case and in general.
Well, what do you mean in general?
Meaning about what's in the...
Well, those cases, those are the only cases. But what do you mean in general? We're talking about Arba Chosimna or Mechilas HaMelga.
Okay.
We're talking as it relates to a loan. So, I saw this in, remember we did an Evan Ha'azal?
Yes.
That's so funny.
Zahava did a weird laugh.
How could I forget?
How could you forget? Okay.
Didn't understand
so
anything.
This idea I found in the Evan Ha'azal, he said something which I thought was very helpful in understanding. So what comes out is, that according to the Tosfos Rid and Rabbeinu Hanano, if you're talking about a loan that took place 6 months ago, right? And he's not giving her anything new, and no new money is being given right now, so all you have is this old loan, then the Hana of forgiving that loan or the Hana of extending that loan does not work for Kedusha. This is what the Tosfos Rid believes, and this is what Rabbeinu Hanano believes. And that's why, what did Rabbeinu Hanano say? The only way you can be Makadesh, a woman, with the Hana of a loan is if you give her new money for the loan. So the question is, what is going on? What's wrong with the Hana of an old loan? I mean, isn't she getting Hana? You'd think yes. So,
and so what is Evan Hazel saying? That,
pardon?
What did you just say? What Evan Hazel
said? I didn't say
what
he said.
Okay.
I'm not there yet. So the Evan Hazel said the following. He said that if you think about, just trying to think what's wrong with this.
Last time this happened, you did change the batteries and it got rid of the fuzziness, but if you're saying that it's not...
No, because I had this charged right before class.
Do we want to try moving it? Do we think it's there's interference from something?
Must be.
Yeah, maybe it's the computer. Maybe it's the next door.
But just move further away.
From you?
Yeah, just at the edge to see what happens. Okay.
It sounds then, already like there's less.
But then, okay, they move away from it, because sometimes when you stand next to it,
okay.
You're right.
But it is less than when
I was.
Maybe I should just put it next to me.
Yeah.
It's working now, right?
It's a lot of radiation.
Okay. So, so this Evan Hussle says the following. When you talked about a mill there, what is happening when a man, let's say, forgives a loan? Let's just talk about if a malva forgives a loan. What is he doing? I know he's forgiving a loan, but...
He's saying, I don't care to get that money back from you.
In a sense, yes. He's giving money also.
Well...
But he's already given the money. He gave it already.
So what is he doing? Basically, what he's doing is he is withdrawing.
Yeah, he's like saying, like, oh, that book isn't mine anymore.
He's withdrawing from the money.
Yeah.
Isn't that... Because what he's saying is, I'm not going to come after you to collect this money anymore. I'm not going to take you to court. I'm not going to bother you. I'm not going to nag you. I'm not going to call you on the phone to tell you, where's my money? Where's my money? I'm going to let it go. Isn't that true? That's what it means to forgive a loan. You say, I'm never going to come after you for the money. So it's something that he is withdrawing from. Yeah, he's withdrawing. Well, it's the ownership of the debt. He's withdrawing from that debt that was owed to him. He's saying, okay, I'm going to let it go. I'm not going to come after it. Now, okay, just looking at this now. Well, what is happening when a person extends the time of the loan?
They still want the money back.
I know, but what is happening in the extension?
They're temporarily withholding.
Yeah, there's also a withdrawal. It's not a permanent one, it's a temporary one. Now, let's say the loan was due today, and he says to her, I'll give you another 30 days. So that means he's willing now to withdraw for another 30 days. He's not going to come after her during these 30 days. He's not going to bother her. He's not going to get a subpoena to drag her to court. He's not going to do anything. So when you extend a loan or you forgive a loan, it basically is an act of passivity. You are just pulling away from it. Right? There's no action that you're taking. It's really, you're saying that you're going to engage in an inaction. Because you're not going to come after the money. Isn't that true? Now, maybe what the Tosfos Rit believes... Can somebody finish it? Yes.
That there needs to be some action on the Malva's part, and if he just forgives the loan, it's really just this, like, him not doing anything.
And so what about the Hana?
And how can we consider that to be... a real hana, he's not giving her anything.
In other words, the hana over an inaction. Because what is the hana about? Oh, he's forgiving the loan. Oh, he's giving me more time to pay it back. You're talking about a hana of an inaction. A hana of a withdrawal. And maybe what Rabbeinu Hanano and the Tosfos Rit believe is that the hana has to come from something proactive on the part of the Makadesh. Like, think of all the examples that we had at Daf Samach Gimel, when we talked there about Hana. He gave her a ride in his carriage. He danced for her. He went to the government to speak to the government on her behalf. It's all things that he did. It's not something that he didn't do. I thought of the following metaphor. What would you say about the following? Let's say there's this guy that is just annoying this woman. He's just annoying her. He goes over to her, tells her bad jokes. He just annoys her. And, you know, and he's doing this on and on and on. So he comes over to her finally and he says to her, you know what? I'm going to stop annoying you.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to stop annoying you. And the hanoah that you're going to get from that, be makudeshes to me with that hanoah that I'm going to stop annoying you.
So then you can live with my bad jokes for the rest of your life.
Exactly. What would you think about that?
No, because he's passively, he's being passive. He's just,
I know, so I'm saying to you that he's saying is, I'm not going to bother you anymore. I'm not going to come after you. I'm not going to pester you. I'm just going to sit here like, you know, just not do a thing. And I'm sure you'll be relieved. You'll be very relieved. You're going to get a lot of hana. No bima kodeshes to me with that hana. So I would think that according to the to Rabbeinu Hananel, if I'm right about what this is correct, that wouldn't work. Because it's a hanoah about an inaction.
That'd be a sad way to be
married. What?
Be a sad way to be married.
Very sad. So
why would they think that it needs to be active because of ki ikach?
So that I don't know.
I
don't know if it's because of that. Maybe.
Or like not on who, right? Going back to the beginning, right? That like he needs to give for something.
Yeah, so the hanah. Now, of course, remember, whatever you're going to say for Rabbeinu Hananel,
it's not
going to buy it. Who disagrees?
Rashi.
So what is Rashi going to say?
He'll say that even doing something passive, she's still getting something.
She's still getting hanah.
Right.
Which I think that's valid.
Yeah.
I'm team Rashi on this one.
Okay, fine.
I'm just team. I don't know why a woman would marry some man if he didn't. If he he can't afford to give her a tangible pruta.
You know that.
I know better. But now they're going to be living together, and they're not going to have any money.
Why won't they have any money?
We're assuming that the man has pockets full of money, and he just happens to.
How do you know what he's got?
I don't. It just stresses me out. This case.
The Gemara never discusses a case of like he's bothering her and bothering her and bothering her, and then. Says if you, I'll stop bothering you if you marry me.
Doesn't
then it does not discuss a case.
The Gemara.
I just made up that case. I was trying to come up with a case where he's with the hanoah is from an inaction. So I just thought of that case. And I made it up. No.
I'm saying we could write to the editors of the Gemara and say hey, I know we're a little late, but could you include this?
So maybe then this is the machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel with the Tosus Riv is the hanoah that's coming from a withdrawal. Is that hanoah something that you could be makadish a woman with? Rashi would say yes. If Rashi would say, why not? The hanoah is a hanoah. And Tosus Ritter, Rabbeinu Hananel, would say no. Now you understand why, if he gives her new money, why you don't have that problem anymore? Because when he gives her new money, he's not withdrawing. He's giving her a new loan. So he's giving now her new money. And the hanoah that she now has this money to use is what he's makadisha with. But he's makadisha with a hanoah that is generated from something that he just did. He gave her a new loan. He gave her money as a loan. He's not withdrawing. He's being proactive.
We can't extend that to the Ravid.
We would.
How could we extend to the Ravid? The Ravid is not doing anything active.
If she has something in her hand to give him, then it's as if she gave him and he gave it back.
Right, the rabbi thinks that the
money
already belongs to her,
to him,
once she's ready to pay
it
back.
So different,
then
he's giving it to her.
So even though Rashi would seem to say that a passive hana, giving passively would still work, he would still disagree with Rabbi Hananel. He still disagrees with Rabbi Hananel in this case. Rashi.
Yeah, Rashi would say it's unnecessary.
He says unnecessary, but then this active hana that Rabbi Hananel...
Well, Rashi would agree that it would work.
Oh, he thinks Rabbeinu Hananel would work.
Why wouldn't he?
I don't know.
I have no reason to think it's the other way around. Rabbeinu Hananel won't agree with Rashi.
So everyone on Rashi's team would agree with...
I don't see why not. It's the Hana of an old law. And you can
like the Ramban doesn't agree with Rashi. Okay, fine. Let's say, take the Ramban who agrees with Rashi. He doesn't agree with Rabbi Hanan.
He doesn't agree that you need to learn that way.
But you can.
If you did learn that way, what if a man would try to be Makadish a woman with the Hana of a new loan? Would it work or not? Would she be Makadeshes or not? What do you think the Ramban would say? What do you think Rashi would say? Forget about the Gemara. I'm asking halacha lemaase. A man gave a woman a new loan and said to her, I want to be mekadesh with the hana of the new loan. Would she be mekudeshes or not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Right, because we've been only discussing an old loan.
Yeah, there's a hana there. The only question is, what would be if it's an old loan and he's extending it or forgiving it, and that hana, that's where Rashi would say that Hana does work for Kiddushin, and Rabbeinu Hanano would say it does not. Okay? So this is really about, you know, is what Rashi said acceptable to Rabbeinu Hanano? The answer is no. Okay? Then the Tosus read, presented Rabbeinu Hanano. Now what did he mean? Do you see where I am in Rabbeinu, a few lines into Rabbeinu Hanano? He says, She'im lo nomar kach, nimtza hatofel yoser min ha'ikar. Dekai malon ha'makadish b'milva atzma ena mukadeshes, v'kol she'kein b'hanoas milva. What's he saying there? Yeah.
Because if you read the case like Rashi, in that situation, that would mean that the Hana'at Milveh is stronger than the Milveh itself. Because the Milveh is not present, and the Hana'at Milveh is what he's
doing. So in the Milveh itself, all that he would be doing is withdrawing. So then the Hana of the Milveh, whether it's forgiving or extending the loan, the Hana of that is also no good. And the reason why it's no good is because in the milv itself, he is simply withdrawing, so he's not giving her anything. He's just pulling away. So then the hana of pulling away is also no good.
You need to both withdraw. One should be stronger than the other.
Well, it's the hana of a withdrawal. It's the hana that she's getting that he has withdrawn himself from the loan, either permanently or temporarily for 30 days.
Right. I mean, why should the hana of the withdrawal be stronger than the withdrawal itself?
That's right. That's what he said. So what does that mean then? That's saying because in the milveh he is simply withdrawing. So then the hana of withdrawing it also won't work. So what he's saying therefore is that you need a hana generated by an action, not by a withdrawal. Let's review again. After that, he then quoted from the Rif. Did we talk about this? I just know how much did we talk about this? So, in his quote of the Rif, you notice he presents the Rif differently than the way we have in our Rif. What did he have? Well, how does he explain the Rif?
Like
the Ravid that. That actually when she actually has money, that she's coming to pay back the loan, and the money is in her hand. And he doesn't take the money from her, but the money is in her hand. And then he says to her, you can keep it for another 30 days. The only thing is, can you explain the whole riff now if you assume that that's what the riff was saying? Because the riff then, after, if that's what the riff meant, so what's the case then in Hana'as Nova? She came to pay back the loan, she has the money, and he says to her, keep it for another 30 days. And with that Hana'ah, he wants to be Makadisher. That's what the riff said. But then the riff had asked the question, Vikashalah, Hechi Alima, Hana'as Milva, Minilva, Atzma. Then the Rav answered, Hanoaz Milva Isa, remember, and the Milva itself, Lessa. Is that right? Now, explain me the Rav's question and answer in light of this new interpretation of the Rav, that she actually came with the money in hand. And she would, now I'm not saying it's going to be different, just work it through. So what's the question that he's going to ask? Ikasha lochefi alima hanoz milva from the milva itself. What's the question? Yes?
I think it's the exact same way we just said a little ago.
So just say it. So what is it?
Meaning, why should the hana'a, the withdrawal of a loan, be stronger than the withdrawal itself?
Here in this case, the hana'a is the money that she was ready to pay. She's holding the money in her hand, mm-hmm. ready to pay it back. That's the case. And the hana'a that she's getting from it, so the question is, why should that hana'a be stronger than what? Than the milta itself. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by the milta itself?
Doesn't mean the original milta?
Doesn't he mean that?
Yeah, okay.
Then doing what then? By saying to her, be mekudeshes to me with the milta itself? Okay, and then what would be the answer? Hanoas milta isa. So what would it mean, isa?
Wait, when you say Bima Kudesha to me with Milva itself, you mean and just cancel it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then what would his answer is, Hanoas milta isa. So what's that mean now?
That it's actually there. It's the aim. That's what I was suggesting initially. That's what the
Tosar Griffith.
So
the Riff's answer would be, that Hanoas milta isa. See, that part would be different. What does isa mean? What do you mean it's there? Because the money is in her hand ready to give, so it's as if he's giving it back to her. So it's as if she's getting new money. So that hana can work, because it's a hana of a new giving of money. It's not a hana of a withdrawal.
It's not, though.
What?
It's just not, though.
It's not what?
He didn't give it back to her.
But that's how the Raven learns that it's as if, since he could grab it from her, remember how we said?
No, I remember that. I guess I'm on the side of the Ramban, who's, like, when he critiques the Ramban, who says, like...
Okay, but
just,
the Raven is, has, you know, the Raven can stand on his own two feet, and he has a right to his opinion.
I just don't even get how it makes sense.
The woman is coming to pay back the debt. She wants to pay back the debt. She has the money in her hand. Let me ask you this technically. What if he grabbed the money out of her hand? Could he keep it?
According to the rabbi, yeah.
According to everybody.
To everybody, it's his. But if he grabs it,
he grabbed it.
Once it's in his hand, since it's owed to him.
Remember we learned about that? When we talked about Tofes Labal Chol. Okay.
Then we also said Mad Mamon Peskatan, it's in her property.
Oh, I do remember.
If he grabbed it. Because at the end of the day, she does owe him money. So, not the money that was in her hand, I mean. So, if he grabbed it from her, courts would not say you have to give it back. Of course, he'll have to prove that she owes him that amount of money. Now, he shouldn't have grabbed it because we don't take the law into our own hands. But once he did, the courts would not make him give it back. Now, she was ready to pay it. If he were to grab it, he could keep it. The question then is, but while it's in her hands, the Ravid's point is, even though she hasn't physically handed it over yet, but the Ravid believes what?
It's
as if she did hand it over, and then what did he do?
He
gave it back. So this is how I think the Tosfos Rid saw the Rif. That's what the Rif, and that's why the Hanoas Milva Isa. Why does the Hanoas Milva exist?
It's literally right.
Because the money is there. So he's giving her new money, and it's the Hanoa of a new loan. Exactly, conceptually, exactly the same as whom?
Rabbeinu
Hanan.
Wait, so what's the answer of Milvei Gufa Leta?
But the loan that was given 6 months ago, to be Makayisha with that loan doesn't exist anymore. He's not giving her anything new. So then all he's doing is withdrawing. He's not giving her anything. He's withdrawing from it. He's saying, I won't collect it. There's no newness, Sina.
Wait, so, sorry, so I don't get the answer. So, the question was, right, why, for the reef, if we understand the reef in light of this whole thing, how could the hana'a of withdrawing from the debt?
Well, right? Actually, it turns out that it's not really withdrawing.
So what is it?
It's really, he's giving her a new loan.
So how is it that the hana'a of giving a new loan would be stronger than if he said, than if he just canceled the loan?
Because in canceling the loan, that's his answer. In the words of the Rif, one is Isa and one
right.
is Lessa. So what does that mean? In the Hana'a's Milva, the fact that she has the money in her hand and he could have grabbed it, so it's as if he did and gave it back. So therefore, we treat that as though he's giving her new money, and it's the Hana'a that she has this new money for another 30 days that he's Makadish her with. So that exists. That Hana'a works. But if he simply tries to be Makadish her with the loan itself, what do I mean? Simply by saying, you know, be Makadish to me with that loan. So then he's not giving her anything. There is no money here that he's giving her.
And are we still adding in the active passive thing?
Yeah, and I would add in that all that he's doing is simply saying that I won't come after you to collect it anymore. There's nothing, there's no action on his part that he's doing. He's not doing anything. He's not giving her anything. And he's simply withdrawing from the loan. It's purely the whole thing is the withdrawal. In the withdrawal, you're not giving anything, obviously. You're pulling yourself away from it. Yeah.
So then the question is, how can the case of her holding the money itself be stronger than canceling the loan, meaning withdrawing from the loan?
That was the question. But to me, the question is not that the answer is obvious.
Wait, is the question, why is the hana'a of her holding it stronger than
the
hana'a
of having it for another 30 days? Stronger than the hana'a, than the canceling of the loan.
Wait, we've said like three different things. Oh. So,
what do you mean?
We said why should the hana'a withdrawing be stronger? Then we said why should the hana'a giving a new loan be stronger? Now we're saying why should the hana'a?
Well, the hana'a of the hana'a's milta, the way that the Rif is learning hana'a's milta. What is that case? She's holding the money in her hand, and
okay.
He says keep it. That's the case. Why is that hana'a's milta stronger than the milta itself?
Okay.
So the answer is it's stronger because why? Because that hana'a's does exist. Why does it exist? Because he's letting her use this money for another 30 days. Because the money that she has in her hand, it's as if she gave it to him and he gave it back. So therefore, she is getting new money, and it's the hana'a of having this new money. And this is something that exists. He is giving her something.
Sorry, I still don't get the question. I don't get that first part. What does that mean? The hana'a of her holding it in her hand. What does that mean?
No, the hana'a of having it for 30 more days. What's hana'a's milta? What's the case? It's arba hlozimna. He's giving her another 30 days. It's the hana'a of having it for another 30 days. But the hana'a of having what for another 30 days?
The money, but we're never talking about anything else, right?
Well, according to Rashi, there's no new money. It's the hana'a of not having to pay it back for another 30 days.
Okay, but isn't that like the same thing? Like,
no, well, not for them. Not for Rabbeinu Hanano and the Rif and the Tosus Rid.
Okay, because it's passive. To not have to pay it back versus to keep it.
Versus getting this money now, new money.
Right.
Now, there's, relatively speaking, it's like getting new money. Okay. then if you reread the next 10 lines or so where he tries to explain why he likes Rabbeinu Hanano and the Rif's Pshat better, he keeps pressing the point that you need a new giving of money. He keeps emphasizing that you need to have new money being given as opposed to an old loan which was already given where there's no new giving of money. And I think that just supports this idea that without a new giving of money, it's simply, it's an inaction, it's being passive. It's just saying, okay, well, I won't claim the money from you. It's just, he's not giving her anything, he's just being, he's removing himself. So that type, that ehana of that doesn't work. The ehana has to come from something that he actively does. Maybe you're right, maybe Rachel's right, maybe because of Kiyikap, it's got to be connected to some action. Yeah, that could be. And then finally, in the last paragraph, where he says, Acharechem hisbonanti v'ro'isi she'en aloshem mochiach, at the end, he makes a 180, and he rejects Rabbeinu Hananel, and he subscribes to Rashi's Perush. Now, why did he object to Rabbeinu Hananel? You can tell me why. Yeah.
It doesn't work with the Lashon of the Gemara.
Because he feels the Lashon of the Gemara does not support Rabbeinu Hananel. Because if Rabbeinu Hananel is right, claims the Tosfos Rid, what should the Gemara have said? Who can answer that? What? English, meaning what?
That he loaned her again.
Why even again?
He loaned her.
He loaned her money and the hanah of having the loan. It's not. Those hanah asnoga should be the hanah of getting a loan. That's all. What do you need? What do you have to say that, what? That it was a loan made 6 months ago and then she paid it back and then he gave it back to her. What do you need all that? Just say he gave her a loan, the hana of getting a loan. That's all. So the fact that the Gemara had Arva Chozimna seemed to suggest that there's no new loan here going on at all. All you have is the old loan. That's all you got. And if the Makadish would be all wrong, any of the redemption. But the Hana of an extension, and the Rashi calls she came the Hana of the Bechira, would work. So now, what is the Tosfos Rid subscribing? What conceptual idea is he now subscribing to? That even the Hana of what?
An old
loan. Yeah. An old loan, which, say that differently,
yeah.
Of an inaction. The hanah coming from his removal is also a valid hanah to work for kedusha. Doesn't matter what is generating the hanah, as long as the hanah is worth a pruta, which it is, she will be mekudeshes. And then, what about the last couple of lines where he says, Umay de kashali b'mahadura kama eno klum. Can anybody review that for me, the last couple of lines? Where he says, the kasha that I asked in my first edition, which kasha is that?
Against Rashi.
Okay, but which kasha? What's the kasha? Yes. What was the kasha?
Why he's being specific and saying, a mekadesh with an at mechilat noveh, any different than being mekadesh somewhere mechilat noveh? Because mechilat noveh has hana'a within it.
Exactly. So what does he do with that now?
Oh, that meaning now he accepts the mechila part. Is that... Wait, can you repeat the question?
He had asked that even in the Kaddish B'milva, there's hana'a.
Okay.
So then why every Makadish B'milva should be Makudeshas? So why is Makadish B'milva and a Makudeshas? So what's his answer to that? Yes?
The man has to be specific because him being specific will ensure that the woman, when he I'm mekadesh with the hana'a of the mechilat noveh, she'll be thinking about the hana'a part of it and not
But if he said what to her?
Ahmed had an issue with the mechilat milveh. That would not be enough. She would be thinking about the debt that's being canceled versus the hana'ah.
That's right. So what his answer is that if he simply said to her, I want to be mekadesh with the milveh, even though there is hana'ah, but if he doesn't say to her the hana'ah, he just says, I want to be mekadesh with the milveh, then her thinking is what? It's just the milveh. She is not thinking about the hana'ah. And that's why it's Eina Mekudesh. But if he actually said to her the hana'ah of the mechilas milveh, then her focus will be on the hana'ah, which does work. But now, the Tosas Rid is subscribing to Shitas Rashi. The hana'ah that's stemming from a withdrawal is also valid. Okay? Any questions on the Tosas Rid? Okay, let's move on. So now let's do the Rashba, right? We didn't?
Yeah.
Okay.
We haven't done the Rashba.
Yeah, okay. No, what I'm interested in is, first of all, to see how does the Rashba learn. We've already seen already that we have, basically, there are two main positions, let's say Rashi versus Rabbeinu Hanano. Those are the two main positions. And then who lines up with, who agrees with Rashi? Well, we just, the Tosas Rid finally agrees with Rashi. And who else agrees with Rashi? The Ramban agreed with Rashi, and the Ramban claimed that who else agrees with Rashi?
The Rif.
The Rif, which is our version of the Rif. And then who do you have who support Rabbeinu Hanan? Oh, you have the Ramban.
The Ravid.
And the Ravid. And the Tosfos Rid version of the Rif. Right? This is how things. Isn't that true? The way the Tosfos Rid understood the Rif, the version that he had of the Rif, he felt the Rif is like Rabbeinu Hanan.
Did he have a different text of the Rif, or he just interpreted?
I don't know. So now when you do another Rishon, you want to see, where does he, who does he line up with? Who does he agree with? Okay, so who does he agree with?
Rashi.
And he rejects Rabbeinu Hananel. And so the first piece of the Rashba, when he discusses this, is there anything new in it that we haven't, that we didn't learn, that we did some new idea, something?
You said the first piece of the room.
Until he talks about Arba B'Chamisha. I have two paragraphs. Did you understand in Rabbeinu Han, when he quotes Rabbeinu Hananel? So first of all, how did he have the riff? Yeah, he had the riff like Rashi. Which I'm not surprised. This is the way the Ramban had the riff. It happens to be the way we have the riff. I mean, we don't have it. So, and then he quotes Rabbeinu Hananel. And he rejects Rabbeinu Hananel for a whole bunch of reasons. And then, do you notice, I'm sorry, when he quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, the idea of Yatziva Ba'ara V'Gir B'Shnei Shmaya, did you know what, I don't know if you remember during Seder, maybe?
I can't.
Okay, so you know what that means? It's like saying, how could the Hanoras Milva be stronger than the Milva itself? So how could a foreigner, a stranger, be more stable or in a better position than the native resident of the place. That's the mashal.
Such an interesting paradigm, choice of words.
Yeah. So, now there's something that he says here. Now, did you notice the arguments What about this argument about va'od de'im isa de'chiloshat lehu mina lo makadsha b'hanoas harvacha ach b'deshak lehu mina lo tiskadesh v'ha'ihu lav b'mil v'gufa de'yorv lo makadesh lo ela b'hanoas hamtona zimna v'higufa eina ba'olam. What is with that? First of all, where did we see this idea?
Rambam.
The Rambam. So it's the same thing. Someone just review it. What is he saying?
Oh, it's the exact same thing?
You think it's different?
Yeah, I thought it was a little different.
A little? Okay. So tell me what you think he's saying, and then you'll tell me how it's a little different than the Rambam.
Well, I thought he was saying, if you read a case like Rashi, in which he didn't give back the money yet, then that wouldn't work, because that's according to the Ben Hananel's reading of it, that's Hana'at Moveh, which is an Amek Udeshet. And he says...
Say again, what?
Sorry, start again. If you read a case like Rashi, in which he doesn't give back the money, that wouldn't work because that's like Mekadesh B'moveh, not Mekudesh, she didn't give him anything.
He didn't give her anything.
And then he says...
If he did what?
What?
I'm sorry, start again, I'm not following you.
Okay. If...
Don't translate the
word. Okay, I'm not. Okay. If you read a case like Rashi, in which the woman did not give the man anything,
okay,
then that's being mekadesh b'milveh, which does not work. The man is not giving her anything, according to Ben Hananel's reading of Rashi's case.
He's trying to be mekadesh with the hanah?
No, he's trying to be mekadesh with... The way the Ben Hananel rejects Rashi's case.
Rashi's case for what? What part of Rashi?
By Bach Lachzimna.
So you're talking about that case?
Yeah.
That's Hanah of the extension.
Yes.
Okay.
Because he thinks that Rashi's case is similar to a man trying to be Mekadesh a woman, b'milveh, which doesn't work, because he's not giving her anything.
Right.
So, the question on the Ben Hananel is, if you read Rashi, there's no difference between that case and your case, in which now the man is giving her a new loan.
Why is that?
Because, okay, this is very, it's a little different. Isn't he trying to be mekadesh or with the goof of the milveh? I thought that was talking about the previous loan. It's no longer. Although he's trying to be mekadesh or with the extension of time.
He is not trying to be mekadesh with the money of the loan itself that he's now giving to her, is he? When he gives her this money now, he's not Makadosh with the money, because that money is just a loan. So he's not being Makadosh with the money itself. Ela Bahanoas, what's it mean by Ela Bahanoas Hamtana Zimna? It's the Hana of, what's Hamtana Zimna? The
waiting.
The waiting time. It's the Hana of the fact that he's waiting. Vihi Gufa Eino Ba'olam. But that's not here.
Because she already gave back the loan.
What do you mean she gave it back? Yeah. Well, she gave it back, and so even if she gave it back and he gave it back to her, he's not being makadosh with that money. So that money is not. So therefore, that money, he gave it to her now, but he's not being makadosh with that. So what's left? It's the fact, the hana, about the fact that she has 30 more days before she has to pay it back. So that also doesn't exist. So what is he giving her? And so his argument is, if you don't like the way Rashi learns, says the Rashba to Rabbi Hanano, then your pshat doesn't work either.
Which is just like the Rambam.
Yes, exactly. Okay, the Rambam. So it's exactly good. The Rambam. Of course, what would be the response back by Rabbi Hanano? If you learn the way we were learning, he'll say there's a big difference. Because if he gives her now the money back, as he's now giving her a new loan. He's not withdrawing. It's not the same thing. See, if you introduce the way I'm suggesting with Eben Ha'azol is saying, then this, the Rabbeinu Hanano can respond to this. And then the Rashba quotes the Raivid, And you see the way he discusses the right, that you see what the issue is. What is he called from the right? What did the right say?
Comes back
with the money. Right? And says, Kevan Deval Korcha Yachal Gvosa. That since he could take the money against the will, grab it from her and keep it, so even though he didn't do it yet, it's as if he took it back. And what's the Rashba's reaction to the Ravid? He doesn't like it. Why? What's he saying?
Also the same as the Rambam. Until she gives it back.
Until she actually gives it back, it's still hers. So this idea that he could grab it, yes, he grabbed it, but he didn't grab it. It's still in her hands. And what the Rashba would argue, that as long as it's still in her hands, it's her money. It does not belong to him. Therefore, the Rashba does not see how you can imagine it as though he took it and gave it back. He didn't take it. Still, and what could she do with that money? At the last minute, she can use the money for something else and not give it to him. So that's an indication that it's still her money. Okay? And then you have the last piece. That, to me, maybe was the hardest thing to understand. And also, it was, well... Did anybody get it? First of all, let's just break it down. What does he do here? What is just? I want an outline. What does he do? Yes.
So.
In one word.
In one word.
Two words.
He rejects, or
questions.
Talks about the four parties.
Yes.
No.
Question.
Oh. Question.
That's very general.
That's yes. Four. And then what does he do?
Answers
the question. Okay. Now, what is the question that he asks? Tell me the question. Yes.
How is Advak Lakzimna any different than the 4-5 case?
What do you mean by
meaning,
that?
Meaning, just like the 4-5 case was Bibit Kitzitza, so too, with Advak Lakzimna, that's also a case of Bibit Kitzitza.
Why?
Because by acquiring the woman, because of the loan, he's benefiting, right? The lender is benefiting, that should be the deed kitchen sum.
Because
along with getting the money paid back,
what does it have to do with Arba B'Chamisha?
Because Arba B'Chamisha was also, we define that, the Gemara defines that case as the deed kitchen sum.
Okay, let's go over the case. You're right, but let's just spell it all out. Can somebody spell it out? Remember when the Gemara asked, "Hey Chidami, what's the case of Hanas Milvas?" The Gemara says, if you'll say it's Arba B'Chamisha, the Gemara's reaction was, no, can't be. Why? Well, the first thing they said was, Haribis Ma'al Yosani. That this is real ribis.
Yeah.
This is not Haramas ribis. This is real ribis. Let's just stop right there. Now, can someone explain to me how the case of Arba B'Chamisha, this case, remember the case, he loaned her 4 dinarim, and he made up with her that she has to pay back 5. And then what did he do then? He said to her, Bima Kudeshes to me, don't pay me back the 5th dinar. And I want to be Makadesh you with that 5th dinar that ordinarily you would have paid me. So now I'm, don't pay it, keep it, and Bima Kudeshes to me with that 5th dinar. Is that right? That's the case. And the Gemara said that cannot be the pshat of Hanas Milva, because if that's the case, then that would be a violation of real ribbis, of ribbis kitzutz, so it wouldn't be Haramas ribbis. Now somebody explain to me why it would be real ribbis. Yeah?
Because real ribbit means that at the start of the loan, or ribbit kitzutz, the person who's lending, the lender, specifically says, I'm giving you X amount of money, and you're going to pay me back more money. And that's exactly what's happening.
She paid him back more money?
The intention was that she was going to pay him back 5.
But did she?
the dinar kind of, and then you got her for free.
Yeah.
Now remember, I can...
She still has to pay back the rest
forget
of
about,
the
what if I... Forget about all this. If the person comes to me to borrow money, I say, I'll lend you the money, but you have to pay me back 10% interest. Okay. When the loan is due, I said, you know what? You don't have to pay me the 10% interest. So he just pays me back the principal of the loan. Was there a violation of...
No.
Because you didn't get a person with that loan also.
At the end of the day, I didn't collect the interest.
Right.
So you have to stipulate at the time of the loan and then collect it.
So
he got her. Well, if he got her, because she's getting her in lieu of what?
The fifth dinar,
because she's not giving him the fifth dinar, but she's willing to marry him instead.
Like, if he never stipulated with her, like, let's say it was in a case of 4 and 5, and it was just 4 and 4, then he wouldn't be getting her, because there's nothing...
So he's giving... So then what's his question? Well, if getting her is considered getting Rivas, then finish it.